Great to be joined this week on iHeartRadio by Fred Schonenberg from Venture Fuel, venturefuel.net. He is he's got a great thing going with Venture Fuel. He's been involved in tech and new formats and first to market opportunities for a long time. He has spent a lifetime helping strategic partnerships grow, and he's really tackling that head on right now with Venture Fuel. I was fortunate to be on Fred's panel at CES one morning for breakfast. Really informative, really insightful. A great hour there, Fred. Thanks for inviting me again, and that was really a pleasure to do.
It was so much fun, and thanks, Rick, for having me on. It was great to get insight into the world of sports tech from you out in Vegas, and give everyone a little perspective on that side of the world.
Yeah, that was fun. Great panel and great attendees. You did a great job. And as we move past CES now, it's really time to get into the meat of 2020. Kind of tell me and say what Venture Fuel's looking forward to in 2020, and what you guys are up to.
Or startup founders on sort of what's next and marrying those back to those challenges. And what's kind of cool, one of the things I found interesting about our conversation at CES is how sports tech is, seems to be a little bit ahead of some of the technologies out there. And it seems to launch in the sports world and make its way to general consumers. So we're always keeping an eye out on what's happening in the sports world and how that might apply to a greater business need. I think one that it was at CES called Lecho, and essentially it was like a shoe, a GPS shoe that gave you like a haptic tap.
Yep.
That you know which way to turn, which way to move. And I think from a sports standpoint, it makes a lot of sense for training. But if you start thinking about how that might influence the future of work, that's where it becomes really interesting for our larger corporate clients.
Yeah, you're right. It's fun to see how things start sometimes in the world of sports. And it kind of for years, maybe not in the last 10 years or so, but before that, it kind of got a bad rap, sports, a bunch of dumb jocks. And, it's really not the case when it comes to innovations and really the products that are developed. And yeah, sometimes there's a little spark that happens in the world of sports, and then it's really, more valuable than just that. It offers a lot to everybody, and it's fun to see when things like that happen. In shoes, you mentioned, in clothing, in sports equipment, now with concussions and that type of thing. So
yeah.
It's really been big, and your focus is not on sports all the time, but but a lot on startups, and there were a lot of sports startups at CES. Is it harder to be a startup now, Fred, do you think, or with all the opportunities that are out there, is it easier?
Yeah, I think it's easier than ever to start a company. I think it's harder than ever to scale a company. It's become, with Amazon Web Services and the WeWorks of the world and all these sort of folks that have made it easier to sort of hang up a shingle. I think that part has become easier, and so you see a lot of really early stage companies coming out. But to scale from there is becoming more challenging because there's more competitors and more noise. And it's harder to kind of break through the clutter.
Is that where you and Venture Fuel really come in? I hate to say you're a third party, but you're kind of an independent voice, I think, in advising startups or kind of maybe taking them through part of the process. Is that really kind of what you found that you're doing more often than not?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's almost like, I'll go back to sports a little bit, it's like Nick Saban, right, at Alabama. He's always recruiting to get the best players and best talent. We see ourselves as those recruiters. So instead of looking for a linebacker for Saban, we're looking for the next AI company for one of these can't find it because there are so many startups. So we're able to kind of cut through and evaluate them, much like you would evaluate, you know, the next power forward before the NBA draft, to see if it's the right fit for the team, and try and mitigate some of their risk for working with these early stage companies. And of course, you know, if we're able to find, you know, that diamond in the rough, it helps that diamond come through the rough. So we're able to kind of get them in front of decision makers at large corporations that they would never get in front of. And we've been able to accelerate a lot of really interesting startups and get them where they, hopefully they would go anyway, but much faster, and get them those blue chip case studies and revenue out of the gate.
Yeah, you're the Nick Saban of helping startups, Fred. That's a great comparison. Although he seems to reload every year pretty well there at Alabama. Hopefully you can keep that, use him as an inspiration and keep that going. But we're with Fred Schonenberg here from VentureFuel.net. Fred has helped a lot of companies grow. He's a featured speaker at industry events like South by Southwest, AdTech, Advertising Week, and he's really got his finger on the pulse of kind of where innovation is heading. And Fred, as we look here into 2020, you kind of listed in as we talked or looked at things ahead of time, haptics, 5G, and the auto industry, really three industries that really could make some big leaps in 2020.
Yeah, I think haptics in particular are really interesting. That idea of touch coming to the digital world, and you know, people talk about, you know, grocery delivery, you can't touch your, you know, your cantaloupe to see if it's fresh. Is there a way to do that digitally, and things like that? I think auto is auto, because of 5G, is becoming really interesting, where it can become autonomous. That technology is here now. It's more about you know, some of the hoops with government to make it happen. But what's really interesting for me about auto is thinking what happens if we're not driving and we're in the car now. Now we're commuting for an hour or 30 minutes and no longer need to keep our hands on the wheel and our eyes on the road. That becomes another living room or another office. And what products are going to come to that space, and what opportunities does that open for entertainment, for, you know, mobile work, and how does that all sort of play out? And 5G is enabling all that to happen. So 5G is almost like the underlying tech that's going to enable some of these other future techs to break through.
Yeah, 5G really is going to open up some doors in a lot of different industries. We're kind of just starting to get our bearings on that a little bit as 5G starts getting rolled out. That's going to be interesting to watch. What about in food, Fred? The Impossible Burgers, kind of the meatless meat, is has gotten a lot of press here in the last 6 months or so. How do you think that's going to play out, and how do you think that's going to grow, and is it going to take over our fast food restaurants? No more Whoppers, it's all going to be Impossible food?
I think the, you know, the Whopper is, you can have it your way, if I remember correctly, or it might be mixed with Wendy's, but I think that statement is the future of food, is everyone's going to be able to have it their way. And so you're going to start to see a lot of personalized nutrition, and that's going to be at food service restaurants, fast food places. That's going to be a delivery where, you know, they're going to start using AI and things like that to know that you have a gluten allergy. Or know that you don't want to eat meat, and so provide some alternatives for you. So I think we're going to get things the way we want it, and these big restaurants and food cultures are all moving quickly to serve all the different niches. You know, one person wants caffeine, one doesn't want caffeine, one wants gluten, one, you know, is paleo, and all these little niches are forming. And if you don't deliver that product, they don't shop in your store anymore. So I think that's why you're seeing the rush to a lot of these meatless meat, as well as there's an environmental impact reason for that. I'm not sure if it's going to live up to all the hype that's there, but I think this idea of personalized nutrition is here to stay.
Yeah, a lot of hype. Will be fun to watch. I also scratched the surface because I have a dog, Fred, of the pet care industry, which people don't realize how huge the pet business is across this country and across the world. Now there's so much technology and so many devices. Pretty much you can have a pet now and not have to do really anything with it. It'll all the devices and tech will take care of your pet for you, load water, feed them. Is that kind of taking away the fun of owning a pet for a lot of people, or in this country will we always enjoy doing things with our dog and taking care of our cats or other pets?
I think that the more digital things get, the more human they become, and that goes for pets too, right? That the more this technology exists, the more we value scratching the dog behind the ears. My dog is obsessed with my wife. Has separation anxiety when she leaves, even for a minute, even if I'm there. And so if there's a technology that can, you know, entertain her, while my wife, you know, goes to work, that technology is going to make everybody a lot happier, make our dog happier. But I don't think pets are going to get replaced anytime soon. We crave that sort of love and happiness and, technology that can't replace that as far as I'm concerned.
That's good to hear. Yeah, pets ingrained so much in our culture. Yeah, we could go on forever. So many different industries. We saw a lot of them at CES. Fred, if people want to find out more about Venture Fuel and how it can help them, or if they want to maybe read some of your case studies or read about some of your events, where can they go and how can they contact you?
Email me, fred@venturefuel.net. That's the quickest way to get us. I answer all of them myself. And then we're on Twitter at VF Insight. And we usually are posting all sorts of cool technologies there. And it's a good place to kind of keep tabs on us.
Yeah, you're a great content aggregator, and like I said, I got a lot of great feedback from the panel at CES. Hope you do that again at CES or other places, because that was a real treat, and the quality of person you had there was fantastic. So great job there, and thanks for coming on this week. We'll touch base with you again here in 2020, kind of see what you guys are doing, and anytime you have something interesting you want to share with me, especially when it comes to sports and fitness, don't hesitate.
Absolutely, Rick. It's been a pleasure as always.
Thanks, Fred.